It is Monday, July 20th, 2009. I'm Nicole Sandler from RadioOrNot.com. It's time for the Quickie News Update, a discussion of the day's news in 10 minutes or less. On the line with me today from the Talk Radio News Service is Victoria Jones. All right, it's a Monday. This is, going to be a pretty busy week, huh?
It's definitely a busy week. It's a busy week for the president, and on his agenda today, he has a couple of things. The fun part of his agenda today is meeting the astronauts from Apollo 11, today being the 40th anniversary of the moon landing. So that's the fun part of his agenda. Not so much fun, however. He does have a roundtable with healthcare providers at the Children's National Medical Center. He's going to make a statement to the press on healthcare reform. And, of course, it's all healthcare reform all the time. Big question is he going to make a reference to getting it done by August, or is August starting to fade away as a goal? Because it certainly faded away over the weekend. He did not reference August when he talked about healthcare reform the last two times he talked about it. So that's interesting. Also, Nancy Pelosi, in an interview that she has just given, has suggested that the millionaire's tax, which was proposed to be on people making $250,000, should in fact be on people making $500,000 and on families making $1 million.
So she's saying to up the bottom part of it and make it on the even wealthier people.
Yes, that's what she says.
Okay. Well, as far as getting it done by August, honestly, as much as I want this done, I'd rather it be done correctly than fast. I mean, I want it done right, because I think if we get health care reform that doesn't really reform anything, we all lose.
I think that's the way that many people feel. And of course, we have this gang of six centrist senators, key senators whose votes they need in the Senate, who wrote a letter at the end of last week saying, you know, we need to slow down, because we need to get this done right. Exactly what you were just saying, Nicole. We need to get this done right, and we feel that we're going too fast.
There's nothing wrong with going fast again, but if they're going for speed at the peril of getting real reform done, then they do need to slow down. But it needs to get done, bottom line. All right, so that is topic number one this week, and I guess for the foreseeable future. What else is happening this week? I know business just doesn't stop because we need healthcare reform.
No, business doesn't stop because we need healthcare reform. A couple of other things going on. This might happen today. It might happen tomorrow. The Senate's kicking off with a very contentious issue in the fiscal defense policy bill, whether to include money for more F-22 fighter jets and ultimately draw a presidential veto. Now, this could happen as early today, but it could happen tomorrow. There's an amendment sponsored by Senators Carl Levin and John McCain that would strike $1.75 billion for seven additional F-22s from the bill. But Lockheed Martin is lobbying extremely hard to keep this money in the bill. And the F-22s are made all over the country. So there is quite a lot of support for keeping this money in the bill. And this could be the vote on this amendment is expected to be extremely close and could be a cliffhanger for the Democratic leadership.
That is just truly absurd. And for those Republicans who want to scream about government waste, this is the definition of government waste. The F-22s serve no purpose whatsoever. They're obsolete, yet all these senators want to keep paying for it because it would put people out of work. Well, guess what? People are losing jobs every day. I'd rather get some of that money, put it into public works programs, maybe building solar power or alternative energy or something, and at least put those people to work doing jobs that mean something rather than just spending money for the sake of spending money.
Well, and, that is certainly one of the arguments that is being made against this. Now, the president has made it very clear. If the F-22 is in the bill, he will veto this bill.
Good. I'd love to see him do that. Okay.
You may. You may, because we don't know which way the vote's going to be. The other interesting piece of news is that the Special Inspector General, Neil Barofsky, says that they did a report of 360 banks that received TARP money, and they found that 110 had invested at least some of it, 52 had repaid debts, and 15 had used funds to buy other banks. This money was supposed to be for lending.
Yeah, right. And meanwhile, we're seeing Goldman Sachs and some of the other still standing investment banks making record profits again. What the hell did we bail them out for?
That is a question a lot of people are asking.
Yeah, well, myself included. To be continued, I suppose. All right, anything else? I know Jan Schakowsky sent out an email late Friday that the House Intelligence Committee was going to open an investigation into Dick Cheney and the CIA, the lies, and the fact that Dick Cheney didn't want the Congress briefed on some CIA activities.
Yes, they do intend to move forward with that. But we don't have any more updates on what they intend to do. We just know that they do intend to move forward on it. The committee chairman, Texas Congressman Sylvester Reyes, said, "I intend to make this investigation fair and thorough."
Well, good, as it should be. but investigation, you know, making and doing an investigation is key there, because that's something that they've really been remiss about up till this point. All right, Victoria Jones, anything else going on we need to know about this week?
Well, one interesting story is that the Obama administration is considering overhauling the way that terror suspects are interrogating. They're thinking of creating a small team of professionals that would be drawn from across the government. It wouldn't be run by the CIA, but it would comprise members of spy services and law enforcement agencies, and it would be used for so-called high-value detainees. And it would be likely to devise a new set of interrogation methods, not from the Army Field Manual, but they would be things like scientific studies to the psychology behind TV ads.
Huh. Okay. Interesting. And I guess the one good thing we could take away from that is knowing that torture, that techniques that are known to be torture, such as waterboarding, would not be included here.
That's correct. The torture, waterboarding would not be included. That's absolutely right.
Okay. One last thing. We saw a video over the weekend of an American soldier who was captured in Afghanistan. Why they're calling him, they're saying he was kidnapped. Well, actually, I mean, we invaded Afghanistan. We're at war there. So he's a prisoner of war, isn't he?
Well, I think because he was taken by the Taliban, which we're seeing as a non-state actor, we're not viewing it as a prisoner of war. We're viewing it as a kidnapping.
Okay, but we are there fighting the Taliban, are we not?
We are there fighting the Taliban, but we're not viewing them as like a
legitimate armed force.
A legitimate army, yeah, of a particular country. Correct.
Okay, I gotcha. All right. Well, it's heartbreaking to see the video of him. And even more heartbreaking was this morning, I had the TV on MSNBC, and there's a report saying the family of this captive soldier has asked to us, you know, the media, to leave him alone. They want their privacy. And then the next shot was to a reporter standing in front of their home.
It's just, you know, that kind of thing is just astonishing to me.
Yeah, it is. It's just plain wrong. All right. Victoria Jones from the Talk Radio News Service at talkradionews.com. It's always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for the update today.
Thank you very much.
And that's today's Quickie News Update. Don't forget, tonight on Air America Radio from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. Still working on the content, the guests for the show, but you can rest assured a lot of the topics I just spoke with Victoria Jones about, we will cover tonight. First and foremost, healthcare. That is the most important issue right now. Well, next campaign finance reform, but we'll get into that too. I'm Nicole Sandler from RadioOrNot.com and Air America. Thanks for listening. Radio or Not.